T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined by Alex Castellanos on the line. And Alex, yet again, it's the president and Twitter that is making the headlines.
Yes, it is. The president has had a tweet storm against the 4 women who he sees as leading the Democratic Party now, including Ilhan Omar and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And he has said, look, why don't you, if you don't like America, why don't you go back to the countries you came from? Well, 3 of these 4 women were born in the United States. And it's an assumption that because perhaps they're women of color, that they're quite not as American as someone else. So now the president is defending charges of racism.
Well, it seems to have kind of escalated the already toxic atmosphere in Washington. Wouldn't you agree?
It sure has. And just when you think things can't get any more toxic, something like this happens. But this is not only something that may end up helping Donald Trump with his base, it may actually help him with swing voters to get into a fist fight with what is now known as the Squad. They have a name, these 4 socialist, radical left women who seem to be leading the Democratic Party. Axios just did a survey of 1,000 swing voters, not regular voters, but those treasured swing voters in the middle, and asked them about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. 74% knew who she was. Only 22% had anything favorable to say about her. That they asked about Ilhan Omar, another member of the Squad. Over half the swing voters knew her. Only 9% had something favorable to say. And when they asked these swing voters about socialism, 69% said, not for us. So Donald Trump is making the face of the Democratic Party women who are even less popular than Nancy Pelosi with swing voters. That's a win for him.
Well, they might not be popular with swing voters, and the president obviously realizes that, but should the next poll be asking if swing voters think that they should get out of the country? Because that seems to be the real crux of it, isn't it?
That's what he's charging. And, you know, Donald Trump has already kind of burned the house down as far as his own popularity. He can't burn it down again. He's about rock bottom, and it's hard for him to become more popular with those swing voters. So his strategy is to, okay, let's make our adversary less popular than even I am with those swing voters. And guess what? With this kind of issue, it seems to work.
Have Republicans, do you think, been noticeably silent on this?
Yes. A few have backed away from the president on this. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, Purple State, has said she can't support the president on this. But a lot of Republicans are sticking with the president, one, because they know they can't anger his base, but two, they see that this would actually work with swing voters. It's a different way of saying America, love it or leave it. If you think America should hand out $1,000 paychecks for not working, like Democratic candidates for president do, if you think that illegal aliens should be able to come here and get free health care, that's a very different America. That's your choice, and that's not the America that Donald Trump wants to see.
Do you really think this is moving the needle at all, though, at the end of the day? I mean, chances are, if you thought the president was xenophobic or racist, you're not going to be swayed by just one tweet. You already thought that.
You already thought that. There's very little flexibility left in the middle, as polarized as the country is. But yes, there are a lot of swing voters who are personally embarrassed by Donald Trump, who think that personally he is a deplorable human being. But when they see the choice for the country, you know, we'll take away the private health insurance of 150 million Americans who have it now and give free health care to illegal aliens. We'll open up our borders. We'll have a Green New Deal that'll cost trillions and dramatically change our life. When they see the you know, elections aren't always about candidates. Sometimes they're about us, the voters, ourselves, and which direction we want to go. And they're seeing two radically different directions. Donald Trump with an economy that's working, though he may not be the kind of guy you want your daughter to date. And some Democrats who have a very radically different view of America.
All right, Alex, what's up with the resolution that's going to be voted on in the House today? I mean, it's empty, right, at the end of the day?
It's another exercise in symbolism in Washington, a way for Democrats, I think, to assuage their base and say, see, we are standing up to Donald Trump, which is what the Democratic base wants to see. Now, meanwhile, are they doing anything on the border? Are they the crisis of these children there who are separated from their families, the facilities that are swamped? We have 100,000 people coming to this country illegally every month, and there's no room at the inn for them. And instead of voting to do something about this, guess what? They're passing fairly symbolic resolutions. That's why Americans are sick of Washington, frankly, in both political parties.
Alex, thanks as always. That's Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.